I know who the fuck it is, nigga.
Yellow diamonds on me, but everything still on gold.
What?
Couple rappers do not like me, cause I fuck they hoe. I been tricking on these bitches, that's something that I don't know. No, how to do. Yeah, it's a big difference way between me and you. I can show you how to hustle, how to ball, and how to shoot. I can show you how to hustle, how to ball, and how to shoot. I've been doing this since a jit, little bitch. This shit ain't nothing new. New. Money coming in, bitch. I like my shit in all blue.
I'm about to buy another truck.
I'm finna give away my coupe.
I'm shooting shit like Paul Pierce.
Catch a dollar, I'm the truth. True.
I just post a walk card up in my mind. I just shitting on these niggas. That's all that I do. I be shitting on these niggas. That's all that I do.
I was about to say, I just about to do the whole song then.
Go. That's how we gonna start this motherfucker off though, man. Welcome back. R.P. Young Dolph, man.
Please sit down. Shout out Glock, man.
No, I mean, shout out to the boys down in Memphis.
Anyway, settle down. Take a seat. Get comfortable. Pull up. Roll up. Uh-huh. You know what you do. Get your vice right.
Uh-huh.
We ain't trying to shame nobody. Right. You know, get that needle right.
You know what I mean? Get your kink shame right. You know what I mean?
Because this right here is Chill University. And this and we are, yeah, we your professors. Me, myself, man. It's Skinny T, Skinny Chill. You know what I'm saying? Sitting here, uh-huh, chilling. Uh-huh. I ain't trying to get hyped no more. You know what I'm saying? Because niggas talking about like I got multiple personalities and shit. Like, come on now.
What?
But anyway, you know what I'm saying, Skinny T, Skinny Chill. What's up? We sitting here in the in the back cave. You know what I'm saying? Who I got across from?
Man, across from that nigga is the one and only, man. Y'all know who the fuck it is, man.
Who
keep
that?
It real simple, man.
Uncle who is P, that?
AKA the auntie's favorite motherfucking uncle. Keep it real simple tonight, man. Shout out to the motherfucking Chiefs, man.
Bitch is back.
Man, please, Melvin. What I tell you, Melvin? If you don't get the velvet rope up in time, Melvin, I'm gonna start docking your pay, damn it. Man, keep him back, man. Shout out to Bernice, man. She in here live in 5 tonight, man. She brought her sisters with her, man. I think it's her birthday, man.
Who the fuck is Bernice?
You know what I mean?
Bernice Burgess?
No, my old lady Bernice. You know, man, the auntie. You don't see her over here? She got her pantyhose on.
Bernice,
man.
Burgos is
she's a grandma.
She's a grandma.
I'm pretty sure she's somebody's auntie. So she falls in the category. Yeah, she in here. Matter of fact, it's her.
Oh, we gotta show out there.
Mm-hmm. Get yourself right. Why you rub your nipples when you say
make sure they're not hard and poke it up.
Hey, man, but say, man, to the right of me, I got my motherfucking nigga.
Who is this getting himself right?
Well, right, because I'm, like, excited because I can hear all both the headphones down.
Mm.
That's new.
I did that.
It's Roger right here.
Okay.
Me and my co-producer.
You know me?
I would hate y'all to finger each other in front of me.
What?
Could y'all not?
What? Hey, bro, chill
all
out.
All that finger work was chill unnecessary. Out.
Chill out. Trying to take shit left.
Hey, you be saying some questionable stuff, bro.
Did he say who he was?
Yeah, no, he didn't. He never introduced himself.
I said I was Roger. See, that's why I only say my name because nobody hears it when I say anything else. Ain't no AKs because niggas don't know me.
Who you hating on / giving your respects to in the villain realm?
I think it's all respect. Ember from Danny Phantom.
Ember.
You know, the girl with the guitar, she was like, "Don't forget me."
Oh, yeah, okay.
I remember my name. Dang, I can't remember the song. That's ironic.
But she played music, though.
I don't remember that yet.
I don't know who the fuck you talking about at all.
Did you ever watch Danny Phantom?
A little bit. That's the cartoon.
Don't chime in there.
That's the cartoon. You only said a little bit.
You only said
Danny Phantom
bit.
When he like the fast niggas or something like that? Like superhero or something?
Do you know like the source?
The
hold on.
No.
Do you know the source of Danny Phantom? Like the origin or at least what his power is?
No,
he's a phantom.
All right, let's just because he can't even use the context.
Well, I know he's a Phantom.
What does Phantom mean?
I don't fucking know, nigga. I watch all that fucking superhero bullshit.
Well, Danny
nigga.
Phantom, he was just 14.
It's a Nickelodeon show.
Yeah. I was in the field, nigga.
You was sitting there watching motherfucking Zoe 101, but you talking about joining.
Who was watching Zoe 101?
Fuck out of here.
Who? Thank you. Yeah. That nigga was.
That was that nigga shit.
That's why he brought it up. I never watched Zoe 101.
I wanted to go to that school. That motherfucker was lit. Mm-hmm. But anyway, bro. How y'all been, bro? How we been? We a week back into this motherfucker after being
we're on summer break.
Back to back. Now I know how Drake felt.
You know what I mean?
Right, getting our feet back wet.
Back to back.
I stay wet normal.
All right, yeah, that's a perfect time for these shots.
Hey, name of the
just
episode.
A pause. The motherfucking momentum. I'm still stuck on red. How you pulled that?
Pause, listen, bro. You know what I mean? I've been good though. Why y'all take them shots? Go ahead, man. Take the shot, man. Pull up.
I said, why y'all taking shots? Yeah. Like, you ain't got one too.
You know what I mean? I might take a sip of this.
Last week, I did notice we all took shots at the same time.
Yeah, you know what I mean. You gotta put something in between. Everybody can't take the shot at the same time, so I gotta keep on talking. You know what I mean, niggas. Because when everybody takes the shot at the same time, nobody talk. I'm gonna tell you, you always hear somebody go. You hear the whole go.
That's because I got some loud ass mics.
Yeah, but also you be trying to use excuses to skip out of your shots, man.
Yeah, that nigga put it back down and everything.
Yeah,
he said somebody got to talk while it's going on, but then while we done. Yeah, that's his
stalling bullshit. Hey, trying to think we even gonna forget this shit.
Right.
But it's all right, look it out. And you the one making all the fucking
that's what I'm saying.
Excess noises.
He got the ASMR mark.
Right? Like, come on.
They got this nasty stuff in here tonight. Melvin must have brought this shit. This tastes like some shit Melvin was drinking back in the day.
Who
shit.
Is Melvin?
Shout out my dog from the shop, man. He gave us this, man.
Man, appreciate it.
My crackhead homie.
Yo,
For $10, he gave us like $4-$5 bottles for
$10?
Yeah, for $10. I think he needed to catch the bus and something and do some other shit.
That just kind of made me it made me feel bad on two levels.
Why?
Because one, he probably could have drank it himself, but then he used it to get the money.
Come on, man.
Second of all,
he needed four bottles, though?
Some crackheads don't drink alcohol.
Yeah,
some,
they just do crack.
But then second of all, my second level is how trusting are you to buy liquor from a crackhead?
That's what I was
saying.
They
steal
say.
Them all. Like, nigga, we got to break off the motherfucking security. Allegedly.
Anyway, next subject.
Ooh-wee.
Ooh-wee. Hey, boy. This boy, Roger is Vlad. Hey, I need to turn my mic down. My shit loud.
Golly, I do it. Never mind. You ain't got to do all that. I do it.
Roro is Vlad in this bitch. He got you snitching on yourself.
I didn't ask for him to snitch. I said, how trustworthy are you? Trusting are you?
That is
and
true.
And then he put that on his own information.
That
is
true.
Just going, you know how niggas be.
That alleged information.
It's the alcohol.
Allegedly.
My friends in here and shit.
You know what I mean? That shit. That
I
shit was
about
a
the mics and
that was a story, wasn't it? That was like a fake story.
Right. Wait, what was going on? You said a what fake story?
I don't know. The crackhead, the story that was a fake story, right?
Hey,
do you know him?
And what we getting into? Because I was about to ask a dumb ass. It was a perfect set question, but
what's
I was about
question?
To ask a dumb question.
Yeah,
not my question. I'm just saying the where are we getting into? Because I was about to ask a whole another.
Oh, I have a question for y'all.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know what I mean? So, since it's been a minute, you know, we typically do this when we have guests. But we ain't got no guests tonight, but we going to break the motherfucker.
Let's
ice.
Act like Roddy's the guest.
Break the ice.
No.
Let's get him.
No, that's too much pressure. I don't like that. I don't like that.
Alrighty then, huh?
I think the first time I was a guest, did somebody die in that episode? Yeah.
It probably was me.
Yeah.
So, but the person to the right of you probably wasn't there, was it?
I don't know where he was. Oh, I think you had a newborn at the time.
Yeah, nigga. Give me the same motherfucking. Give me the same motherfucking energy, you old ass nigga.
Diddy.
One of those.
This nigga said,
two kids that he got.
Diddy.
Shout out me. I'm in the lead.
You can have that lead.
Yeah, keep that.
That's all you make.
Hey, wait, nigga, ask your question, nigga.
All right, man. So listen.
I think the next time I have a kid, my first one gonna be like 18 or something.
Okay.
I get
what you're saying.
Because either girls don't mess with kids or kids got to be out of the house. So
why is that?
I just want my kids old enough where they're independent and they can at least help out.
Because I don't.
The baby over here crying.
Go get your sister.
Don't do that. Let that kid be a kid.
I'm down here playing the game, like at least just be up there sitting on the steps. Like, hey, daddy.
You know what I'm saying?
No, you need to go up the steps.
I need to be up there to hear.
You need to be up there.
But what if I got another set of ears?
That's not their job. They don't watch each other.
So what's the point of a baby monitor?
For the parents to monitor while you do some else.
So what if I got it on my phone and it's down here too, but I also have a louder alarm.
But then if something happened, it's gonna be too late to do something about it. Like say they climbing on the table, you're like, oh shit, get off the table.
Sometimes them motherfucking
and then you run upstairs. By the time you get upstairs, they didn't cracked open their head. And everything.
Sometimes them baby cams have a delay.
Because then think about it. As kids, were we watching each other?
Baby fucked up. No.
So would it not be beneficial for
as an older sibling, you need to carry it till somebody started crying.
Yeah. That's it.
For real.
Like we was all getting into every shit way and doing stupid shit, and then everything was good until we got found out. Somebody cried.
Why you looking at me like that?
Somebody got a whooping.
Taking hella sips, boy. Hear all of that.
That nigga looked at me with the mesmerized eyes. This is how he looked at me, Roger. That nigga said,
"It wasn't mesmerized, nigga. That's quick." All right, fucking so anyway. Drinkers on Thursday.
Alright, anyway.
Shot doing something too.
So, you have three options of women. Like I said, this is chill. You break the ice. Being brought to you by Tonka Cuts. You know what I mean? You can get your cut taken care at Diamond Cuts. Diamond Cuts is located where?
3402 Truce.
So, break the ice.
Kansas City, Missouri. Uh-huh. I just saw the area code the other day. I want to say it's 34109, but please do not quote me.
64109?
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, okay. There you go. Let's say that.
Yeah, 64109. That's why I said
that. 64109? Detroit? Something? Woo. 34.
This nigga don't know where he get paid at. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know where I get my money. All
right, nigga. So, Break the Ice is being brought to you by Tonka Cuts this week. And so, the Break the Ice question is...
This nigga just going to endorse me right here on the spot. And
Did you not want the sponsorship?
Nah, I would love the sponsorship.
You went along with it and everything. Yeah. Gave out the address.
But it's legal ways to go about this, but all right.
So, are you going to pay us for it? All right.
Pay me?
No, nigga. This is sponsoring right, you. On, it's free advertisement for you.
Let's get in, because we still... Yeah, you know what
anyway,
I'm saying,
so... You have three options of women. One is musty. One has sneaky breath. One is toxic and can never keep a job.
Toxic and can't get a job.
Marry, fuck you.
Marry, toxic, can't get a keep a job. Fuck. Fuck bad breath. Kill musty.
Nah, I think I go the same way though. And I hate that I got to pick it up. Because I think at least toxic and can't keep a job is at least more tolerable than bad hygiene.
Right, I can handle an argument in a little fight.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But if bad, I gotta shake you up a couple times.
Bad breath, like, you're literally talking to me all the time.
I can't ride in the car with you with the windows up at all.
With bad breath, even in the winter. There's even sex positions you can have the face away from you.
With the high breath?
Yeah. Ooh. Face differently from you. There's different positions. Mm-hmm. But then that musty. That musty is definitely in the pits. It's going to be in the vagina. Vaginal area.
The vagina.
It might even be under the titties. And that's too
much. Ooh, titty sweat. That's musty. Like onion?
If your titties musty.
That's too much. Can the titties be musty?
With an A cup.
If it's sweat there,
A cup. Ooh, if your A cups are sweating like that,
okay,
baby,
don't do the A cups.
Nah, but for real. I feel like, listen,
I love titties in all sizes. Ain't no wrong
First of all, yeah, fuck bad breath. Fuck bad breath and kill bad hygiene, because I feel like bad hygiene is
both of them are bad hygiene.
Like your hair matted, like some shit.
But then, they're both bad hygiene, but like bad breath is probably like a bad tooth, and she can't go to the dentist. She might not have health insurance. That's the whole country. Musty is Musty is a decision. Nothing
kind of whole country ghetto. That's the whole country. We all broke on.
Musty is a decision. Right. Either you didn't take a shower, or you didn't use deodorant. You weren't in there long enough. You didn't use the right soap, or you using aluminum free, and that's
you in there bullshit.
That's going.
I use aluminum free deodorant outside the summer.
You also a conspiracy theorist, and I don't support either one of those.
Dr. Pumar.
Dr. Pumar, boy, get your dookie head ass.
If you use aluminum free deodorant, you are a conspiracy theorist.
How?
And a hotep.
How? Because it don't get cancer.
Because it don't work.
But it does work outside the summer.
It'd be some of them days. Yeah, it'd be some of them days. No, you'd be like, oh, no. I need that.
No, listen.
I feel like I need that.
Let me tell you something.
Hey, that's why I had to buy some aluminum degree for the summer. Because I had the natural shit.
But you ain't never had that deodorant that like just broke your shit out underneath your shit?
Yeah, that aluminum deodorant be breaking me out.
That's that shit.
Change brands.
That shit ain't healthy.
They're not all made the same.
It's metal. You're not supposed to be putting metal in your body. Would you take aluminum foil and rub it on your skin every day?
If it stops the funk. I'll wear an aluminum coat. Aluminium coat.
That'll just hold it in. This nigga bake said, it even more.
You'll
be a bacon must pit.
Roddy wear a denim
jumpsuit. But I would smell good.
Nigga, what's that kind of Canadian
suit? No, you missed the part he said. It works, but not in the summer.
Canadian Cowboys.
Yeah. No.
There's also this stuff that's like not a lotion, but it's like a kind of a I don't know what it's called.
Balm.
No.
Is it spray?
No. It's like a not a toothpaste consistency, but kind of a liquid.
A cream?
Paste. Cream. That's the fucking word.
Cream. Couldn't think of cream.
I ain't had sex in too long. It's been too fucking long.
How did I not think
of cream? But anyway, it's like a cream, and you can like
Cremlet.
Rub it on your armpits, your private areas, and your feet, and it like gets rid of the smell.
What about belly button?
Probably. Why does your belly button stink?
Some people belly button sweat.
Some people belly button be up there.
What?
Or in there.
Like you gotta think, if you work out and you sweat, like you don't think your belly, why you think the sweat not gonna get in your belly button?
I worked out from sixth grade, which was I was 12 up until college. When I was,
and you 19, never cleaned 19? Your belly button. You
my belly button never out. Stank.
You never cleaned it.
Who?
You ain't your Audi.
Did he?
Did you? You never cleaned it.
You ain't have.
I did clean it.
Folds of fat surrounding that motherfucker. You,
neither have you. What are you talking about?
That's why.
So we talking about the people who do.
Yeah, okay.
Being inclusive, bro.
Oh, damn, no. It's not just about you, Roro. Okay. Fuck.
Fuck both y'all.
Niggas is selfish.
God damn.
Y'all talking about yourself.
What about you, bro? What about you, man?
All right, man. So listen, for me, I'm gonna still kill Musty, but I'm fucking toxic and can't keep a job, and I'm marrying. Stanky breath. We got gum, dentist.
Bro,
we can help that.
No. You never said like it could be managed or fixed.
Y'all never asked that.
Off the motherfucking rip.
No, I'm going off rip.
Like it's first off date. The fucking rip.
Like we in a speed date and I'm like, okay.
Which one would you rather deal with? Go. And put up.
Okay, listen, last. If it's off the rip speed date and I gotta be stuck with her off the rip, like married at first sight type shit.
Yeah,
I gotta take the toxin.
So you marrying Wait, long term, you marrying bad breath though?
I was saying that you can fix it.
Like you waking up and dealing with that every day, like 51st date.
I was saying that you can fix it. Like but then you can fix bad breath. Like no, what, okay, listen,
it's an everyday fight. Like 51st date. It's like she waking up every day, like don't know what the fuck going on. Bad breath, morning breath, every fucking day. Hey, you gotta start from level fucking one.
You can't even kiss your wife in the mouth in the morning.
Nah. I'm sorry.
Cause you think she got a dead tooth.
Get your dick 8 in the morning, nigga. Watch your You better shower before you go to work.
Pull that
Hey, yeah, niggas, rethink that. Rethink
niggas,
that.
Niggas got hit by a chick with some bad breath.
Yeah, I remember you fucking put me on a chick with bad breath back in the
day. I did not. I told you to stay away from said chick.
That's the with same bad thing. Breath.
No, I told him to stay away.
That's the same.
And then
thing.
That means he wanted to get with her, so you basically put him on.
How? Somebody else put him on, and I just so happened to know said person because we went to the same school.
Who put me on?
JT. I ain't going to say his full name, but put the initials together.
JT.
Okay. Yeah. Now put the story together. Yeah. And so before he came, I told him, like, don't come down here. Don't come down here.
Pause, okay, you can pause that because this nigga be on.
I said, I'm like, nah, bro, just stay up there, bro. Don't do it, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I sounded like the player's anthem. You know what I mean? Please don't do it. Reconsider. Reconsider. Are you sure? And what'd he do? He still went in there and dove. Hot breath and all, he got his face burnt off.
Sucks. I'm gonna tell you. Did you enjoy it at least?
No. It wasn't worth it. She was a cool person. Once you get past the breath and the other negatives.
Once you get past the breath, that's a lot. That's asking a lot.
He said, once you get past the breath and the other negatives.
That's a big hill to climb, nigga. So.
But after that,
smooth, that shit was tart.
Smooth sailing, yeah, that's a slippery slope. Mm-hmm. Some motherfucker slip and slide.
Take it to that.
Oh, no.
That's a slip and slide. I'm not fucking with.
I don't think I messed with.
That's what I'm saying. That's a. Never mind.
I got you.
Never mind. I'm just asking. Slip and slide wasn't even worth it. So it wasn't even a slip and slide going down. It's like one of them slides that you go down with a bag. That's what it was.
One of the hot metal slides.
Yeah.
Like the one that they just had that was throwing people. Mm. Have y'all seen that?
Yeah.
The one from Slitterbond that got shut down because it killed somebody.
I'm not fucking with that, man. RP the little kid that got killed on that, man. That shit was fucked up.
Yeah. Well, that's what I say her shit is.
Would y'all go down on the stud?
Yeah.
Why are you asking this?
I came across a tweet. Young Thug had a lyric on his song, and the lyric said that he will go down on the stud.
I will go down on the date.
Yeah, with consent, yeah. Yeah.
How would you get in that situation? Well, I don't even want to deep dive.
Mm-mm. We ain't got to go there. We don't have to go there. We kind of did that last week. We don't have to do a deep dive. It was just a random off
the top. I can't see me doing that.
My high school crushes us that. So, yeah.
Oh shit! Do you want to explain that more? Like,
was she a stud
when you had her crush on her, or did she become a stud after?
Nah, because that's it. That's it. I had too much.
She's been my crush the whole time, so she became a stud after high school.
Okay.
She pretty much the same. Just wears
Dude clothes.
That's cool.
Well, not even
dude clothes. She still wears different clothes.
She's still a woman.
So, yeah.
That's all right. But is she on your list?
No, I didn't consider her because I was because she's not straight, so I wouldn't put somebody on my list that's not interested in me.
I got you. Y'all got anything else? You know what I mean? Hey, the kids going back to school, man. Shout out to all the kids going back to school, man.
Oh, yeah,
and shout out to all the people who put on back to school events for the kids going back to school, man. Shout out to y'all taking care of the community, man.
We shouted out Block last week.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Shout out to all the educators, too. You know what I mean? May you have a successful year educating the kids, man.
All the parents sending their kids to school. First time parents sending their kids to kindergarten. That's got to be a big deal.
Yeah. As a barber, please comb your fucking kid hair. Like, if you know he not old enough or he not taking responsibility and doing that in the motherfucking shit, don't bring that nigga to the barbershop and have that nigga with some nappy ass motherfucking shit. Now this nigga scared of a fucking pick and a comb.
Nigga ain't crying
because I can't comb it out. Now this shit look patchy and motherfucker. Because I'm just going through it and while this nigga throwing a fit. Please comb your fucking kid hair.
Damn, they touch the nerve.
Like, bro, these back to school events be touching a motherfucker. Like, a lot of these, you don't see a lot of kids until like these free events. And it's sad. Like, bro, I'd try not to overcharge kids at all. But a lot of parents probably can't afford to bring their kids out, or a lot of their kids out, or all their kids out to get their hair cut or get their hair done
consistently.
So then when they do come out to these motherfucking shits, they should just overly
matted and shit,
like crazy, and now they not used to none of that, and you gotta deal with all this shit for free, and it's just it's a deal, and like just I mean, it's for the community, but it's also like, bro, if you could just take a parent to the side while you cutting their hair and be like, bro, you gonna have to take control.
Won't you just tell him
for real, just
tell him
grab his ass so I can get this shit done.
Hey, so
not even that, like, and
so this don't happen no more.
The care of this shit, like, no. Because obviously you putting it in the hands of them, they not doing it.
Gotcha.
No, just tell them, hey, to prevent all this, you got four kids. If you bring them by, I'll give you a discount on all that.
And I try to do that all the time. I even try to. I mean, I feel like I give out too many free haircuts, but I do that just because I be feeling I do have a heart. All these other niggas be just in it for the money, but I just be trying to help people out most of the time. It's just like, still though, don't just bring it to me once every 2 weeks or once every month or once every fucking semester or school year and expect me to save his fucking high school or middle school career just off of one haircut.
You expect you to get them right.
I can save it for the weekend and until this shit grow back. And but you gonna have to take care of this shit or bring them back to me weekly or every like bi-weekly, like you said. But like I said, it's just.
Has this turned into a barber podcast?
Yeah,
I feel like it has.
It has. It's chill. You and them.
And then, no.
Yeah, it's only one nigga in here who cut hair, so I don't know how this fucking happened.
You want my apprentice?
I still cut hair.
I used to cut hair.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I did a couple fades in my motherfucking day.
Riding good against the grain. That's his.
That was against the grain. Was one time.
You cut your hair against the grain, or you cut somebody else's hair against the grain?
Against the grain with no line up.
Yeah, you did go through a dark time.
I hate that you put that.
Okay, that's not funny. But I mean, like, niggas cutting their hair against the grain is a bad period.
I did it.
I thought he was cutting by himself. Like, nah, I'm good.
Just so I can make sure it was all even. It had to be all even. So I wasn't trying to go down against waves I didn't have. It made no sense.
But why you couldn't do that with the grain? Like, why couldn't it be even going with it?
Because it didn't make sense because it was like smooth out and there was no way I could tell that it was even. So I had to cut it low enough.
The smoothness didn't see.
No. And I didn't have two mirrors and I was cutting a dorm room mirror. Asshole.
Yeah, I feel you.
Okay, yeah. Hey, nigga, because my freshman year of college, it did get a little.
That's kind of how everybody was down there.
I know. I went through a lot of fuck ups on myself. I can't even really say I ever fucked up on too many people. But I remember the first time I cut somebody else was Roach, our first semester of college.
Oh, okay.
And we had some clippers. I had some liners that daddy sent me down there. No, I had clippers and liners that daddy sent me down there with. Then I cut Roach's hair because he was like, oh, you know how to cut hair? I was like, yeah. Sat there, cut that nigga hair. He went to the bathroom and looked at it. Shaquille was like, damn, B, I didn't know you knew how to cut hair. I said, shit, me neither.
That nigga practiced on his head.
What's more fucked up is Roach has known you for at least 4 years at that point.
And then the question that you knew how to cut hair, I ain't
never even seen me
do shit. That nigga just said, cool.
Nigga had this afro for, 2 years at one time?
Yep.
And then
he went to get past that quick. Yep.
This nigga Rose never said, hey, talk of a queen. I wonder if he cut his own hair.
I can't lie though, bro. junior, senior, I started cutting my own shit. Or lining myself self up. Nah, because for football games, I was going to get haircuts and shit. Oh, I wasn't really cutting myself.
I forgot niggas used to try to look clean for they girls.
Nah.
You didn't try to look clean for football games?
No, nigga, I went to play football. The fuck?
Yeah, that's probably why you got a D1 scholarship.
Nigga, I had chicken nuggets before.
I got a scholarship too, nigga. Shit, it wasn't D1, but you got the job done.
I had offers until I skimmed my scholarship. I mean, my transcripts.
I ain't have no scholarships. I walked on now.
So didn't the other schools offer you?
I said, boys, you dumb?
No, I only applied to two schools. I applied to Mizzou and Clemson.
Yeah. You got into both?
Yes. I can't remember why I picked Mizzou, though. That was stupid. I should have went. No, I also could have went to Minnesota.
So no D2s, nobody else offered you a scholarship. You just walked off.
My coaches didn't send out.
Just to note, real quick, not to interrupt.
That's crazy.
Well, I am interrupting.
That's a big story. I never knew that.
And just think, we are, 106 episodes in, and probably the listeners just now finding out this nigga play football.
Yeah. Because he don't never talk about it. This nigga hold on playing at Mizzou.
I take the relationship choice. If you don't ask me, then I ain't
got to
answer.
Oh my gosh. That is funny. We are in 6 episodes. But this nigga been on like 40 something episodes and he ain't never heard anything about shit. He got accepted to
Clemson, Mizzou, Minnesota.
And chose Mizzou. And the crazy part about this is anybody who plays sports know how nutty it is to not have no scholarship offers and to walk on to the D1. That's crazy.
But yeah, it was just like college because I ain't tell nobody in college I played football. Nigga, they didn't find out till like second semester. Or they went to a game and saw me standing.
If you would have told somebody, you wouldn't be the person that you were sitting here now. Or probably it is the person that's sitting here now that is the reason why you didn't tell.
Maybe. My friends would tell people at parties, be like, this nigga played for Mizzou.
They was trying to get some coochie up your name.
They was, yeah.
That's a hot thought. I'm really pondering on
this. You said what?
I said, maybe if you did, you wouldn't be the person that's sitting here right now. But the person that's sitting here right now is probably the reason why you didn't tell nobody back then.
Yes.
Does that make sense? Yeah. It's a lot of logical sense.
Yeah. Like, no, if I was a different person, I wouldn't be sitting right here right now. Because if I was a different person, I would be a different student.
I kind of had this similar conversation with somebody earlier this week. Do you believe that zodiac signs fit with every 100%, or is it just the person?
No,
like the person, the way they act.
So listen.
Like,
so I'm gonna say something. So sometimes when you read things. Just like whenever you have
just to know, you also a nudist, so just to know, so y'all won't believe his shit is gospel.
You said I'm a nudist?
Go ahead.
Yeah, my house, nigga. I walk around butt ass naked. It's my house. I don't walk around on beaches and ass naked. That's a nudist. I'm not a nudist.
You be going to nudist college.
Anyway, but so there's like there's your thing, like a research thing that says like. Whenever people go to like WebMD, when you have like a sickness and they start reading it and you're like, oh, I have that symptom. Oh, I have that. That's the same thing that happens when people read zodiac signs. You just start thinking the situations that exactly match up with that. So you think you can relate. But in actuality, sometimes I see my zodiac sign and be like, that ain't got shit to do with what's going on in my life.
But would you also read other ones too and be like,
yeah, sometimes I see other people's. Yeah.
That could go with me also.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's
they're very relatable. It's like fortune cookies. Like this shit's very relatable.
I feel like it just go on like moods or like just how a person just feeling about the day.
That's what I'm saying. Fortune cookies. It's relatable. It's very general.
Something to get more detailed though. Like they have your overall star sign,
Time of the birth,
and then if you get your time of birth and date of not time of birth.
Somebody told me anybody time asked of birth you that
and, location.
Hey, I got before we. After we get through with this, I'm going to loop back to school before we go to ISS. I got one question. I just wanted y'all to remember that so I don't forget. We'll go.
What?
Maybe forget mine.
You said the time. Star.
If you have your place of birth and time of birth, then you can get more detailed and you'll get like your star sign, sun sign, moon sign, mm-hmm. earth sign, your all your houses, and it gets more fit to you.
Gotcha.
The shit that predicts
the sign,
the horoscope.
Gotcha.
You moon get, sign, you get more detail. Rising, like
yeah,
some
yeah,
shit like that.
Yeah, all that shit. But like, I don't know my time of birth. I don't think my parents. Me neither.
No, nigga. I asked my mama. I don't think she texts back. My daddy said, "Boy, you know better than to ask me that."
Hey, at least you kept it real. He could have lied to your ass. 3:15.
I mean, but is that the answer you supposed to give?
That nigga wanted that out just in case we weren't his. I wasn't even in the room. I couldn't sign the birth certificate.
Oh, goddamn well, like, bro. No, I don't. Like,
that shit funny.
Nigga, I wasn't a dog.
Oh my gosh, that shit hella funny. Oh no, shit. But nigga, before we wrap it up,
why my middle name is what it is?
Oh yeah, R.
Okay. My fault.
No, that's alright. I feel like we said that? I feel like we talked about that before.
I feel like we have too.
P9.
Why would they give you that?
P9. Mm. That's not my middle name.
No, I'm saying like 6ix9ine, but
boy. It would have been a good joke if you had to explain it.
I mean, but you like what? P9. The streets were the chat knew.
Nah, the chat confused just like I was. I know that nigga did that goofy laugh.
W in the chat if you knew. What
P9 yeah, W's in the chat, man.
Ain't no W's going up in the chat right now, bro. I'm sorry.
You ain't even looking, nigga.
Come I on, am man. Looking. I'm looking at the fucking computer. There's no W's in the chat.
You're not even live streaming.
The listeners didn't know that.
It's supposed to be the comments. The comments. No, the comments, man.
I like it in the chat. The chat sounds better.
Yeah. All right, listen. So in the art of fashion, before we get to ISS,
we
you
could
know what
start
I mean?
Live streaming this shit on YouTube.
We could. We definitely could. Or we could start Twitching. One of the two.
Let's do both. Wait, what'd you say?
Well, Twitch. I think we could do both.
I like I Twitch. Think what like, was the other one?
Twitch.
No, the
YouTube. Facebook.
No.
Hell no.
Bebo.
No.
MySpace.
Anyway, so in the
tag. Snapchat. TikTok.
Hey, why does nigga got social media Tourette's?
Tumblr.
Nigga just started yelling at social media. Oh my god.
All right.
So in the art of fashion. All right, listen.
This nigga said go live on Snapchat.
Yeah, he's tripping. So, can you do that?
No. I'm going to look into it. I think you got to get a private snap.
I already
got that. Hey, come on. So, them niggas that be getting the private snaps. Huh? Oh, shit.
You niggas.
I told you, if anybody find my OnlyFans, they can get a free trial.
Ain't nobody fucking looking for that shit.
Can you get rid of what?
I don't want to know. I do not want to know.
You said what?
I kind of want to know what you doing on there. Are you sure?
Like a whole bunch of videos? No, not my face.
Okay. So she just jacking off.
You got to know my beard, basically. Not you, specifically, but...
Hey, check. So now the fact that he has came out and said he has a OnlyFans page... That brings in the question that you've been lying to us, because I feel like you've been getting pussy, or at least you've been eating some pussy.
I feel like he's just jacking off and posting.
Yeah, just a lot of jacking off.
Let's at first person to find Roddy's OnlyFans get a year free subscription.
Ain't he come eat your booty?
To our
can I just be the fourth app. Mic? What are y'all doing?
Oh yeah, you can come be the fourth mic.
No, the fifth mic. We got a
fifth mic, and waiting. We got a fourth mic. We hung his mic up in the electrical closet.
I thought that should say the rafters.
Yeah,
all right, man. Let me get back to my question so we get the fuck up out of here. All right. So in the fashion, the kids going back to school. What is one thing that you would say was a struggle for you in school before we close out to hit the ISS?
Well, no, I'm not about to ask him. But I wanted to ask something like similar like this.
Struggle going back to school was probably my clothes. I hated my clothes. I don't think I had any new clothes ever. I can't remember.
To go back to school? You had jobs though. Why you didn't ever buy nothing?
Wait, when are we talking about jobs in high school?
Roger had a job in high school, didn't you?
In high school, I didn't have no money. I had a job, but I don't have no money. I can't remember.
buying anything. When you paying to live, oh, yeah, live in your whole house?
Would I what?
Was you paying to live in your whole house?
In my own house?
Yeah.
Like in high school?
At 16?
Like, was they taking money out your checks?
I think I was giving money. I might have paid some bills.
So you the reason why?
I can't remember.
He said the president. What?
I can't remember actually ever buying anything with my money in high school. Wow. Oh, wait. I also have a terrible memory, so that don't help.
So, but, your thing was getting dressed for the first day was like...
Yeah, I hate it. Because it's like a social thing and I didn't care about anybody. I couldn't look forward to friends except for if they was on the football team, I look forward to seeing them like, okay, there's somebody I know. Mm-hmm. But it's not like, I'm not really friends with nobody. I ain't friends with nobody now. I think my high school sucked.
Got you.
Was that Papa in high school? No, I don't think I was.
Once you got like acclimated in school, I feel like it wasn't a challenge. But like first year of a school or first year of high school or middle school, I feel like that was the biggest challenge. You know what I'm saying? Because you know what I'm saying. Once we like freshman year, once we knew like nigga, we were showing up first day in basketball shorts and like some bullshit flip flops. You know what I'm saying? Like didn't nobody give a fuck. But
I'll say prior to junior year.
I was
like sophomore year, I still showed up first day of school.
No, I wasn't scared no other year.
I was never scared.
Freshman year. No, freshman year, I remember being scared.
What was you scared of?
Not scared. No, I was not scared.
I ain't gonna lie, I was nervous because it was my first day at the school.
I don't want to just sound like I was just like.
Nah, I didn't know where the fuck I was.
Yeah, but I was real nervous. Like, yeah, I was real nervous.
No, I was also wearing like. high water pants and those little checkered button ups mm-hmm. we got in our closet but we don't wear no more.
Hell yeah, that they just give us. Oh, you got new clothes, man. This ain't fucking
hand me downs from my uncle. Like,
you know what I'm saying? And it's just like Roddy can say, like, you got clothes, but you like, this ain't
the shit you work. Want.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, this ain't Joe shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo style. And it's just like, you just gotta make it work. So, you just gotta try to. Fit in where you get in.
I didn't even try to make it work. I just put the shit on. This is it. Like, nah. I had that checkered button. No. I remember we got to wear jerseys on Fridays, which eliminated a whole day.
Well, a whole fucking day.
A whole day of my wardrobe malfunctions or whatever the fuck was going on. And I had some Fat Farm shoes. The bitches got stolen. I don't know who would steal.
Somebody stole Fat Farms?
Fat Farms, but they were size 14. So... There was only three other niggas in the school that could have been.
And you had beat their ass?
No, nigga, I was a shy freshman.
Oh.
That didn't talk to nobody.
Nigga, literally.
All right, so listen.
I played sports and was in advanced classes. That was it.
What's yours? What was your struggle? We can't just talk about railroads.
About coming to school?
Mm-hmm. Not even about coming to school. Just like, what was the struggle for you in school? Like, it could be a class, a subject.
Like, overall... It was just authority saying talking to me the wrong way or some shit. Anybody saying the wrong fucking thing.
Did you have anger management too?
Yeah.
Didn't you have anger management?
It wasn't even like.
Wasn't you in anger management too?
No, that was
him and Bron.
And it wasn't like I was snapping for no fucking reason, but it was just like. It was just short ass temper. It'd be like everybody fucking showing out, and a teacher be like, "Brandon, please sit down. That's why you ain't. That's why you're not passing the class now." I'm like, bitch, you ain't even gotta say all that. Like, what the fuck is you? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's
why you put me out here up front.
Like, she hated you.
And see, teachers don't understand that. And see, that's why I can relate to some of the kids now. Because you didn't been through that. And so you'd be like, I understand why he responded like that. Because you ain't got to embarrass him like that. You can say what your piece is and keep it pushing. But when you put the kid out on Front Street, now you asking him to respond.
In front of the whole class. Yeah, now you know what I'm saying? I can't just sit down like, you know what, you right.
Nah, now I got to respond to let you know, that who you fucking with.
I'm about to show my ass. But no, if I got to say anything, just be prepared. Get on a schedule. Because I would always... Try to be on a schedule, like, you know, go to school, come home, do my homework, put it away. But it'd be like, keep putting it off, keep putting it off. I got time. Oh, I just do it in the morning. I do it on the bus. Yeah. I'll do it before class. Yeah. I'll do it at lunch. Class come. Now, here I am, failing the fucking class.
One of my biggest problems is also not doing homework. Because I hated doing homework. Like, why am I doing this at home?
Man.
Like, I'm playing sports. I'm going home. I'm relaxing.
Hey, listen. So, to me, school has always been a game. And you just got to figure out the game in order to succeed. Like, that's how I was in college. Like, for me, I struggled my first 2 years. Struggled. Like, had to go back home to community college. Struggled.
So did I.
Because,
yeah, I get it.
You know what I mean? Because niggas didn't know how to study and how to do that shit right. But once you figure out how to fucking navigate it, then the shit is easy.
No,
that's what's high school. I would do my work at school. Like, I never took homework home. I did that shit in different classes.
That's what I did in high school. And I just never did homework, but I did great on tests. Like, I'll ace the test. But I don't do homework.
Yeah.
I fucking hate it. I almost told Amir today that I went through high school and never did homework. But I told her, do as I say, not as I do. So it's like,
hell no, I ain't telling, like, my kids that.
She's getting into exponents now in math. And I was like, well, as soon as you get it, if you can catch on to it, all you got to do is practice as much as you can. And I was about to be like, well, I didn't do it at home, but.
That's also the thing, too. Like, by the senior year, we had a nice little hustle or a nice little schedule where we was like, all right, shit, we all going to do what the fuck we need to do in the morning during school before the first bell.
Oh, yeah, breakfast.
Yeah, and then we going to just. Hustle it throughout then, and then
I used to do homework like that too.
You know what I'm saying? As soon as we get off the bus, we all meet up over there by the band, and like, just do our shit.
Did,
you know what I'm saying? Real
class,
quick.
I just did another class.
Or that. Yeah. Yeah.
Or I would do it in class too. Sometimes.
Yeah.
I would do
but
one.
I hated taking that shit home.
Yeah. I wasn't a homework person either. When I got home, I wanted to chill. I wanted to watch 106 Park, play the game, and chill.
Half the fucking time, nigga, we had practice.
Yeah.
We weren't getting out of there until about 8, 9.
And after you get done doing all that shit, running around hitting niggas, once you take a shower and eat, nigga, I'm trying to go to sleep.
I'm not doing no fucking
fuck that classwork shit.
What am I gonna do?
But anyway.
Hey, high schoolers, do your homework, man.
Yeah. do as we say, fuck, not as we do.
No, fuck that. Don't
figure the game out.
Do your schoolwork.
No. Do your homework. Because niggas fail.
If you know what you're doing, you don't need to do that.
Niggas fail because they don't do the work. Like, do the work.
Find a system that works for you.
Thank you. Figure out the game and let the game work for you. That's the best advice we can give you here to you. So be successful this semester as you take your classes, because orientation is about to come to a close.
This is the orientation?
I don't know. I'm talking shit, bro. I was just saying.
About to say, you got to let us know this shit before you just start screaming this shit out.
I don't know. It just sounded good when I was saying it. You know what I mean?
Now we all guarded. Like, we didn't do our homework.
Y'all did do y'all work, nigga, because y'all should have had orientation prepared before we got here. That's why, see, y'all niggas missing Keisha.
Wouldn't the last episode be orientation?
Yeah, y'all missing Keisha. That's what it did. Keisha kept you on your toes.
You never gave us a syllabus.
Keisha crept in here.
You never gave us a syllabus, so we don't know all this.
Y'all supposed to prepare. Y'all niggas is professors, too. We all teachers. Why the fuck would I give you a syllabus? You supposed to create your own.
The school bell, the little bell ringing.
But yeah. So we finna go to the teacher's lounge?
Yeah, let's go.
Of course.
All right, man, let's go to the teacher's lounge, man. Kick your feet up, man. Grab your vice, man. Sit back, relax. Pick love. Oh my gosh, no. Please don't do that.
Not before.
Hey, listen. We don't shame anything. But that's a little dangerous.
We don't shame nothing.
All right then. Well, on that note, between that note, we out there a bit, ho.
Peace. Hey, but hold up, before you go. We'll be right back.
Shorty, it's only you and me. Fuck is you talking about? Yeah, I'll if you hear me. I see you so much in my dreams. Bigger. could've worked it out. What was you talking about? Lately I've been looking for love, but I only come up on a drug. Stop me out.
Professor,
yep.
This is, it's cool.
Nah, that nigga ain't
here
shit, but giving
it.
Okay,
no. Damn,
don't.
Nigga, we
recording,
motherfucker.
No, we don't.
No,
that
we
came
don't.
Out wrong.
Yes, we are, motherfucker.
You gotta hear the beginning conversation.
I was trying to say something.
Hey, you see how your professors funny, talk? You know this look, is how your professors talk.
He is coming out the teacher lounge.
But we're not talking about the students. So
that nigga, he didn't have.
Anyway, y'all, shots. Sit down. No, don't worry about the fuck we talking about. Sit down. Get y'all motherfucking notes out of shit. Pull up, roll up, you know what I'm saying? Get right, because we right bike. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, bro, up here at the whiteboard,
yes, sir,
written
yes, sir.
Out in glowing dark letters. Hold up, turn the light. You see it? Turn it back on. What does it say? See, I don't even know. Turn back on the light.
They not paying
you see?
Attention.
You see what it say? Not hold on, turn attention. It back on. What does it say?
They not paying attention.
See, little Pedro, come on. Pay the fuck attention.
What is going on? Can we
turn the light back on? Turn the light back on.
What are we turning lights on for?
It's glowing in the dark letters. Nigga, the word of the dark is in glowing in the dark. When I turn the light, then... anyway, what's the word of the day? Turn the light on. What's the word of the day? Perfect. What's the word of the day?
What was y'all drinking in the
word of the day?
I knew what was in my cup. What was in y'all?
I didn't drink anything. I was in the teaching lounge chilling.
I had some tea. What was you drinking?
I had some little coffee. A little juice.
I was drunk.
I was drinking.
He had that watermelon juice.
No, I didn't.
Watermelon.
No, I didn't. But what's anyway, the word of the day? The word so of I can day, turn these lights back on.
It's going to be.
What did he say he's drinking?
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. That was funny.
Come on, man. Nah, he don't know how to read. That's why.
Right, no, it's not. Because y'all keep fucking talking.
No, we do this. We
the
do
word of the day is gluttony.
Okay. I was going to say, we give you the word of the day so you can gluttony. Practice.
Is it gluttony or
gluttony? It's gluttony. Gluttony. Gluttony is a word.
All right, what's that definition?
Gluttony is not a word, my boy.
What's that? What's that definition, P-Valley?
Lil Murk. Lil Murk is chilling, all right. But gluttony means habitual greed. And the reason why I thought that would be of a topic is, you know, for the listeners that don't know, you know what I mean, if you can't tell, this is a Kansas City podcast. We're born and raised Kansas City natives. You know what I mean? Shout out to the motherfucking Chiefs. But I don't know if you guys seen this past week recently. It was a pastor that went viral, and he was from here.
Huh. Oh, yeah.
The one that was talking about his congregation calling them broke.
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't buy him certain things and those type of things. And so I just wanted to get y'all take on. If you were there, like say, you know what I mean, you've been dating this chick and she had you visit her church, and that's...
Which is the only time I go to church.
And you visited, and that's what happened when you went there. What is your reaction?
Roderick is a church.
Yeah. He did whatever for his girl.
I've only been to church 4 times in my life. And no. Yeah. No. 5 times. And 2 times it was for a funeral.
So what are you going to do if you're in church and... Have you seen the video?
Yeah, I saw it.
Have you seen the video, B?
Yeah, I've seen
it. Okay. What are you going to do if you're in church and that happened?
I would have made it more toxic. Cause like
laughing. Yeah, I'm
cause,
egging that shit the fuck
off. My favorite part of that video
and
was...
What else?
My favorite part of that video was, go ahead, pastor. That hey, lady listen, in the back.
You had me cracking up.
Too broke.
You ain't gonna give me your McDonald's money, your Wendy's money.
Mm-mm, da 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 da.
Talk to him, pastor. You know what I'm saying? Well, I would have went crazy. I would, and, bro. My phone would have been out. I know. Hey,
when he said, what type of watch he say? He like they got it at Sam's Club. Y'all still ain't bought me one.
That's what I'm just like, bro. What the fuck be going on in the church? And why the fuck is? I don't know. I'm not.
They be getting their money, not paying taxes. That's
I'm
what
not
it
in
is.
The church. I know. I respect the people that are. You know what I'm saying? If that's what you want to do, go ahead and do that.
Because
I think everybody got to have some type of spiritual connection, but I think you also got to find the right person to follow behind. Because that, if I would have been in that church, and if that's somebody, because to me, for him to say what he was saying, he wouldn't. He was hella comfortable. What the fuck is going on over here, yo? But for him to be up there saying that, I feel like that wasn't the first time he said that. That was just the first time somebody caught it on tape.
I forgot what I was going to say.
He threw that boy all the way off. Unhand me.
This nigga wrinkled my shirt for a movie joke.
Oh, no.
Oh, that movie's so fucking funny.
But, nah, bro. I don't know what I would... If I was sitting there, I think I would have started laughing. Because I'm like, yeah, I would have thought it was a joke. Because to me, when I was watching it, I thought that was like some comedy stuff. Like, I thought somebody was being funny.
But like, it had to be scripted, bro. Like,
no, it's real if the quality is trash. Because...
Like they were streaming on Facebook and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did like they was on Facebook Live.
Or it was on a church website and somebody screenshotted off of there.
Yeah, yeah.
But has like, anybody said where the church is?
No.
Was it, yeah, I think it's KCK, KC Mo.
KCK, definitely.
Mm, yeah.
Mo, I feel like would be more sneaky.
Either KCK or up north.
Do they even have churches up north? Anyway, so. You said everybody got to have like a spirituality. My spirituality. Am I saying that right? Mm-hmm. My spirituality.
Sound it out, man.
What I follow is basically what all the religions encompasses. Do unto others as you want to have
done to you.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
So that's all I follow.
Okay. That's just good. Be nice. Akuna Matata.
I follow Vops.
Exactly.
You follow your ops? Is that what that nigga said?
These niggas is wild.
I thought that nigga said, I follow my ops. I was like, what?
I swallow. I follow. Look, I saw about a chicken shot.
Hey, listen. Hey, that's what happened when you keep making fun of other people's mistakes.
Yeah, like, I'm about to shut up. I shut up. Yeah, I follow vibes. That was my answer, sir.
We need a spell check on this motherfucker.
We have to put some subtitles on this bitch. Yeah.
That's gonna be way too much work. Like, what this nigga say? The fuck?
I want you to have to pause this bitch.
Spidey all the doses.
We have a second word of the day.
I stopped myself when I said that. Like,
fuck. Cause you was about to say some shit.
No, I was about to say some.
Hey, did you see the way I looked at you? My eyes got big.
I couldn't believe I said this shit.
Hey, you know what's funny? Because if
and
you ever
you funny, nigga. No. Let's not deep dive into what the fuck I said, nigga. You funny.
Quit saying stuff that could be considered.
Yeah, that's not.
You want me to deep dive?
No.
You just thought we quit deep dive.
What are we doing?
Yeah, that stop it.
What are we doing?
That was my topic for you, after. Doing? You know what I mean? I just feel like you got to be careful who you go trust your heart to when it comes to your religion, though.
No, I caught that. I was like,
you think we need to interview like some like churchgoers or some religious people?
I think we should. Like, we should. I think we should. You know what I mean? I think that could be another department of church.
I'm not gonna be on the episode.
You wouldn't want to interview one of the people that was in the crowd there?
I feel like they're gonna. Oh, I thought you were talking about one of the pastors. I'm like, no.
I would definitely interview that pastor. That would be hilarious.
They'll definitely have you pray after the podcast. And we can't drink? Nah.
Okay. He probably drink.
Okay.
It's because they pastors don't mean they don't drink.
Bro, no, yeah. Just because you a pastor don't mean I got to give up what the fuck I'm doing to.
You came in this atmosphere. This is a college university.
We're probably
This is a college campus.
We're probably not going to have any pastors there. They're not going to come.
Pastors on college?
Be a pastor.
What's your reverend name?
Uncle P, nigga.
Reverend Uncle P. I don't know
how many people. Bun P. Nah, it's Red P.
Bun P.
That was supposed to be funny. That was supposed to be funny. Mm.
This nigga was the pastor. Singing Andre 3000.
What would be your first sermon if you was a pastor? What would you preach on?
Broke niggas. Broke niggas and broke bitches.
As long as
God
you try.
God didn't say we can't cuss. So we're going to have a conversation about broke bitches.
As long as you try, you'll be all right. That'll be my shit.
No.
Because like, look, I don't know what I'm doing up here, but as long as you try.
Reverend, we need to try to get this money.
We'll be all
right. We also have our Cash App in our bio.
As long as you give effort.
We'll be all right. You need to get some effort.
Why?
What's the most important? What's the most important word or the most important letter in effort? Is the F's. There's two of them. F stands for funds. We need them funds. We need it twice. We need it two times. Give twice as much as your heart can carry.
Roderick Young. Hey, you remember that nigga that Busta Rhymes always had with him? That's Roderick. He come out New York. He come
star.
Yeah, yeah. Come out to your sermon. Y'all need to get to the pastor twice.
That nigga never said shit though. That nigga was just out there.
Twice as much as you feel. You feel a
I
lot.
I would listen to this nigga. This nigga was preaching. I was gonna say oh. I was like oh kind of all brings it together. I feel whoa. Like.
Whoa, that butt.
F spot. Ut.
Effort. You need to give all your money to pastor, cause pastor need every dollar.
See, see, you got the voice.
You got the voice.
Yeah. And pause. You got the throat. like See, I can't do all that. You was doing it right. Pause. Again. I'm sorry if
in
I
a past
offended
life,
you.
What do you
talk to our HR after bitch? The episode if I offended you.
Yeah, I'm going to HR. I want my check. Sexual harassment.
I mean,
what was that show I was watching? Green Valley?
Crank Angus.
Green Valley?
Was it Green Valley?
Greenleaf.
Was it Greenleaf?
Probably. Well, I don't know what you're talking about. Yep.
Well, yeah.
A lot of shady shit going on in church.
Yeah, I never finished that shit.
That shit was actually a good ass show.
I think
show.
That was my challenge. I just never got.
It was actually pretty good.
It was a good ass show.
Brandon put me on that show.
It was like
Keanu
put
me on.
Two or three episodes in. He finished Game of Thrones. Caprice
I don't think
finished.
Perry finished.
I did
no,
finish
did.
Game of
he
Thrones.
Did. Yeah,
bro,
did.
I finished Game of Thrones.
Cap.
He was
like,
excited about House
Cap,
of Dragons.
Like how he
oh,
wearing
House
this
of
shit.
The Dragons just came out.
Look how he wearing this shit.
What's that got to do with anything? Look how your dreads fit, nigga. The fuck? They flapping all around.
I just got really
look how them shorts fit. They feel like swimming trunks.
Let me see them socks, boy. Pull them socks out.
What's wrong with the socks?
Yeah. Them motherfuckers squeezing your ankle.
Let's see that tank
cutting
top.
Cutting off motherfucking circulation.
Let's see that tank boy. Top. Hell no, nah, there ain't you no tank top. That's a wife beater, boy. I'm about to heat your ass, boy. You out here beating bitches. Boy, I'm about to heat your ass, boy. You ain't, they ain't safe for me.
All right, on this net, on that note of another Cheer You episode.
Are we done?
No.
Oh. Had to cut your ass off, though.
Yeah, we need to be but done anyway. With them coochie cutters you got on. But, yeah.
Nigga, I know you weren't talking. When we walked in this bitch, this nigga had on coochie cutter shorts. He had some fucking booty shorts.
I got on sweats. Why the fuck would I have on booty shorts?
Now, pull them sweats down. I bet you got them booty shorts on.
Nah, we walked in the door and talking out on these cut jeans with the little flange on the sides. Halfway up the
why
pocket.
You bite your lip when I open the door, though?
Oh shit.
Niggas is cat.
Hold on, wait. Do they make you spicy or do they make him spicy?
I feel like
nigga, I'm at my house. Shit is
make yourself at home.
He said he was on his way. He didn't say he was pulling up down the block. Hey, outside, nothing. He just knocked on the door. I didn't know who the fuck he was.
So since he found your flame sensational, y'all both spicy.
No, he's spicy.
Who says sensational? Whoever
said that. Yeah, why the fuck would you look at fire as that?
Because you said he was smiling at you. He winked at
him.
He must have liked
it. I didn't say nothing about smiling. I said bit his lip.
What picture are you seeing?
That's more aggressive than smiling or any winking or anything.
That might be worse.
Yes.
Is a biting of the lip worse than the wink of the eye?
A biting of the lip is like, I got to get away from this motherfucker if it's unwanted.
I feel like a wink is like, you know what you're doing. And a bite is like, yeah, I do some things to you if you let me.
A smile is like, you see
smile
that?
Like, oh, you look nice.
So,
how,
like, oh, you see that?
So when do you know
a
to
bite
get
is like, yeah.
So how do you know when to get a wink or when to bite the lip?
You biting the lip at bitches?
Nah.
I feel like the biting the lip.
That ain't never been my thing.
Like, you can't aggressive. Bite the lip unless the girl is already like on the roster.
Yeah, if you bite lips at like, random girls in the club, you look that's aggressive.
You are
that's aggressive move to yeah. Bite lips. And...
You are registered, so or something.
You are registered.
That is an aggressive.
Yeah,
move.
Aggressive as fuck. You better not bite. Boy, hey, I don't care if you a female or a male. You bite your lip at somebody random. That shit is weird.
Hey, that shit weird.
It might be more acceptable for women, but.
Nah. Imagine a chick.
I'll let it fly.
A chick across the club.
Riding kiss bitches in the club.
That yeah, it's true. You right, do we, make love to them in the club.
We talking about.
You a Usher ass.
Didn't we just go out this weekend?
I wanna make love in this club.
We was in P&L. Remember, you was kissing the bitch to Taylor Swift song.
To Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift.
Wow.
But you gotta know that song, she found the love of her life. What you don't remember that video where she was like dropping the cards and stuff?
No. And Taylor Swift the same bitch on those vampire movies, Twilights.
No, that's Kristen Stewart.
Taylor Swift did. Mm-hmm. So Taylor Swift did smack.
She does smack them, but it's like recently. It's not like
back then. Oh, okay. That's crazy. That is crazy.
Taylor Swift funking with I don't know. She niggas really is biting their lips. She funking with this 3LW right now, bro.
Taylor Swift is funking with 3LW.
Hold up. And then another thing. When I saw this trending, I'm like, is 3LW like a group worth fighting over?
I thought they was broken up.
They been broken up.
So why is Taylor Swift fighting because if they broken up?
Taylor Swift used something out of one of their songs, like a phrase or something. She didn't copyright it or pass it off with them. And it's basically like, oh no, it was like haters is gonna hate and players are gonna play. And ballers ain't gonna ball. And then like something was different, but it was still like the same like
thing. You have to pay for that?
I mean, if it's the same thing, just like the shit that Beyonce and Khalees just went through.
But Khalees didn't own that. Beyonce bought it from Pharrell.
But it was Khalees' shit, though.
But Pharrell owned the song. She went through who she was supposed to.
And honestly, true. And Beyonce was honestly trying to, well, I don't know, like, the parameters, and I don't really know music shit, but from what it looked like Beyonce was trying to give her some extra money.
Mm-hmm.
Cause she put her on there as the singer of the song,
and she gets the credit.
She was gonna give the credit. She was giving the credit to Khalees, but Khalees was like, "This is my song." So then she was like, "Okay."
When being greedy go wrong. When being greedy go wrong.
It was like 4 seconds of the song, and it was like, if you actually listen to it, you can catch it. But if you just vibe into the song or whatever, you're not gonna be like, "Oh, that's a." Milkshake brings a girl.
Yeah. And then they said that Taylor Swift said that she didn't know who the hell 3LW was.
Oh, shit.
And then that's the girl. Disrespectful. But then the girl with the gap said, the one that said, pluh, pluh, please.
Hey, don't make fun of people with gaps, nigga.
Shout out one of the coldest niggas with a gap.
You know what I mean? I was big gap. Big Gap Gang, nigga. They named the Gap Band came because of me, nigga.
Woo! This is because I left. Oh, snake! What is going on?
Woo!
That was
this nigga. You proud of that? That was Big Gap Gang, nigga.
Hey, listen.
You
man,
feel them guys?
What did J. Cole say?
Big Gap filler.
Crooked smile, nigga. I don't have no crooked teeth. I just got a gap. But you know what I mean? Love yourself.
So, okay.
I respect it, I guess. You know
what I mean? So, haters is going to
You
hate.
Better respect that you're drinking off that $10 bottle.
She came out and talking about she ain't mad at her and something like.
But it's like haters is going to hate. It's just a little play on words. You can't fault somebody for not knowing.
Yeah, basically the whole, like, not the whole course.
But then you can't also attack Taylor for not knowing, because that's up to her people to be like, hey, this is another song.
And that's the point that I'm making. How many of these singers are at that level or, like, getting the lyrics before? Like, a lot of Beyonce songs be written for her. Beyonce ain't writing her songs. So other people are writing these lyrics, and then they giving it to her. So how much in advance is Beyonce getting the lyric and really reading through that shit? She getting in that bitch, grabbing that shit, practicing. La, 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 la. Okay, here we go. Going through that motherfucker and moving on.
She's a perfectionist. She knows what she's doing. No, so she gets the shit, she works through it, and she does like, if somebody's writing for her, then it's like a collaborative effort. So it's going to be like, somebody writes this part, somebody writes this part, somebody might work like, 3 words that go through it. So
you a real B.I. member, huh?
I think I am. I just turned
B.I. Beyonce. Mm.
That nigga, he broke it down. He broke down how she recorded everything.
I might actually be a Hive.
A Hive member?
I might be Hive. Cause I really fucks with this album.
Do you have hives?
I've had it before. Like when I
is that like your entry?
Do you have pops?
I used to drink Capri Suns.
No. Oh, I remember that. Santa Fe Village. Yeah. Oh my god.
I used to break out drinking.
That was scary. It was scary.
I can't remember last time.
Made me stop drinking them for a second.
Mm. Well, fellas.
I was like second grade.
I got. Hey, so I can read this thing and just said, you know, women are slowing down on BBLs, right? You know, BBLs at the start of the summer, like come right the pandemic, BBLs were like a big thing. Everybody wanted to get their booty done. Pow, pow, pow. And so now they're saying, a doctor, plastic surgeon has came out and said that BBLs have slowed down. But what surgery do you think is on the rise?
Botox.
Botox? What's that?
I just read about it. It's like the, when, you know how like sometimes your balls, like they be cool and like no nice little sack, you know, mm-hmm. they sitting up there nice and fit, but then they sometimes they be droopy, saggy.
Yeah.
Sometimes like, well, niggas just get them like circumcised basically, and like just keep them in that high sack all the time. And they
be, oh hell no, that sounds painful.
But it's nice and neat. Like you know what you're getting every time you pull your shit out.
I like my extra skin.
I'm talking shit. That ain't, that ain't, that ain't, that ain't.
Hey,
go talk to HR.
The bad part about it was my dumb ass is sitting here like, niggas is really doing
really?
It.
He like, really?
That's what made it worse. Like, he was saying shit fuck? Like, this ball shit. You were like, yeah, making it worse. Don't believe him.
Do you have a guess, Roger?
I think fake abs are getting.
Okay, yeah. I think that is. I think one of them
rib
D-list rappers got his abs done.
Rib reduction.
Rib reduction? What's that?
D-list
rappers. Take out their ribs so they can get themselves heads.
Take out their ribs so they can get themselves head? Okay.
Let's have a conversation. What's going on with
this? This is just the shit I be reading about on, like,
when you saw that. You
when
saw
you
that,
about to be getting on your Yahoo email, and then on the front page, it'd be like the top stories. That's to be the shit.
Yo, your top story was that automated Guac Guac 5000, and you was like, you know what, I'm going to get one of these, and then...
That's what you be searching.
Yo, whole... Yeah, but you was already deeper in plans of getting one than I was.
I was already on the way to my house.
So, yeah, I had no plans. So what the fuck is you trying to come at me for?
I'm saying, you can't control this, what's going on, you
look, out of control. Control what you can control.
Control on delete, nigga. Stop.
So, both of you guys were wrong. The surgery that's on the rise.
It was the right answer.
Yeah. It is the right answer. There is the right answer. And you both, you fellas, were wrong. So, go ahead and take your drinks. Oops. While you're taking your drinks, I'll let the crowd know what the answer is. The answer truly is, and this is why what Brandon said, I kind of believed a little bit, is because
the rib reduction.
Dick implants. Or now on the rise.
They can do that? They can do that?
Niggas is getting their dick implanted.
What was that?
What
was that? They can do that?
You remember that
song? I wouldn't fuck with that. What if they mess your shit up and then you don't get hard no more? Damn, deep throat.
No, you didn't.
I did, nigga.
I done seen your shit in there. But, hey.
What? What the hell?
The whole first half of the episode. The whole first half of the episode.
Oh my gosh.
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, gosh. But you can't infer that. You can't have people assume that.
Well, you know, y'all assuming, making an ass out of yourselves. Well, what was the question?
It was asking what was on, what plastic surgery was on the rise. And it's men. Yeah,
the rib reduction.
No, it's men getting their penis enlarged. Plastic surgery for their penis.
Stop.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. What's your infatuation when people sucking their dick?
Is that your fantasy?
No, bro. I'm telling you, bro. I watch a lot of documentaries, bro, and I feel like.
And you watch a documentary about niggas getting their ribs taken out to suck their dick?
Just, I watched one that mentioned that. And it, like, brung up statistic. And it was up there, so I thought it might be lean. I thought it might be lean. I don't know the exact.
Roger,
I don't know the exact number, fam.
No, Roderick, we have a more important question here.
Let's get it.
What the fuck was the documentary about that they was talking about that? That's a better question. What was that documentary about?
I don't know. I watched like 60.
It was on like
Pornhub. That boy watching real sex.
It was YouTube. It was
real sex. Real sex. I got Twitter. Freaky fantasies.
X2.
It's X videos.
Oh my gosh. Well, fellas,
it could have been. Could have been.
That nigga is
ill.
Yeah, you are.
So wait, what was the answer you said? It was dick enlargement.
Yeah, niggas getting dick implants.
How do you do that? Because you know what a breast implant is.
Yeah,
Somebody search it, please.
No, it look
research
it look,
department.
It look like a condom. It look like a condom with like silicone.
And they just put it on the outside.
No, they put it in that motherfucker. I guess.
Hey, look what my last search was.
Who was it? My nigga.
Did y'all see what one of the topics was for one of the last episodes? Monica versus Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah, it's the truth.
Monica versus Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah. You don't remember we was having that conversation?
Because you were trying to say Monica.
That shit was funny. You talk about who had a better run. Who had a better run, Monica or Monica Lewinsky? Well,
you was trying to say.
You was saying Monica, but he brought up Monica Lewinsky just trying to argue with you. And he was like, nigga, how? That don't even. And he's like, well, she came out around the same time.
And it made sense.
She was in the media the same. And then we actually, I'm like, you know what? Let's talk about it.
They both had an impact.
And we actually deep dive did it. So, what are we talking about? Dick implants.
Yeah.
What's the scientific name for dick? Because I feel like dick is just like a cut.
Penis.
Penis enlargement. Ain't it hymie or something like that?
Nah. Ain't your hymie something else?
Are you thinking of
a
foreskin?
It's a penis alarming food.
Yeah, your hymen.
Penile?
Oh, yeah. Your hymen is the foreskin.
No,
they don't. That's a women thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's in the cooler.
Yeah.
Appreciate you. Thank you, research. Appreciate you.
Yeah, keep throwing me off.
So you're just showing me foods that help you enlarge this shit. Drink coffee, bro. All these lists say coffee to help enlarge your penis. But it's not talking about.
So
I mean, nigga, I drink coffee because I need to wake up. But
that's why you got two kids to wake up, huh?
Nigga, my dick
woke up.
Mm-hmm. That Folgers in your cup.
My thing was cool before I started drinking coffee.
Was.
As far as I remember, it's still as I remember. You know what I'm saying?
That boy's talking like he with you.
What the fuck that was doing?
Oh, what's that supposed to be?
So of all the penis enlargement that you said was on the rise because of surgery, why has that not been one of the pop-ups that come up when you watch porn? But it's always like the pills. And
you wanna
the little pumps.
Penis enlargement procedure. Procedure.
You would you get a penis enlargement procedure?
I'm all private.
Would you get one? Would you enlarge your penis?
No, I'm cool.
It's decent for the job it has now.
Somebody will love it.
Unemployment. So.
Do you still get the little veiny thing?
Shit. Nigga, you looking it up? You tell us. I don't know.
From shit I seen, they just showing like little scientific graphs that don't explain shit to me. They got like measuring tape around penises. They got needles going into penises. Nothing that shows like
that sounds
about,
painful.
Nothing about the procedure. Yeah, they.
Why would you put a needle in your dick?
Yeah.
Needle dick.
For those
name that movie.
Bro, we should do a trial run with like some gas station pills and just to like give a review off.
All right, so you volunteering yourself?
Y'all both. One of y'all.
No.
Y'all
no. No.
No.
No.
No.
So what's
no.
the point?
I know it. Yes.
No.
Yes.
Give me a heart attack.
I'll do it.
Your dangling ain't being to use.
Who gonna call for the?
I'll do it. I'll do it.
Ambulance.
I said I'll do it. Me and Pervy.
I think it should be a Harris thing.
No, it has to be a relationship.
You are Honorable Harris, nigga. My daddy called you or something.
Yeah.
But still, I
so
don't
you,
take
so
a gas station
you gonna
pill.
Tell my daddy you not his son?
I don't want to take a gas station pill. We should do Brian.
I didn't. Duran is a Harris.
Brian, Duran, and Roachwell are not
Thank you. That's perfect. That's a perfect test that's group. A perfect test group.
Yeah.
Throw Kevin in there. Just for a little
control. You know he'll fuck with
control.
You.
Oh yeah. Give him a placebo.
Sprinkle some ish. Yeah. We'll be alright.
Hmm. I think we got something going here. All right, so we're going to get that working in the chemistry department. So we need a rhino pill.
Pink panther.
Pink panther.
Pink pussy cat.
Pink pussy cat.
Pink pussy. Oh,
I'm going to give all three.
No.
Give them all three? You trying to make their heart explode.
There's going to be four. There's going to be four.
One of them damn Molly, so they'll be all right.
Oh, wow. Glad I'm not on that list.
All of them take one, except the fourth one takes all three.
Kevin. You said he should take all three?
He's not the one that's going to take all three. But one of them has to take all three.
Then they surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
Oh, so we just going to surprise one with all three?
Yep. Be like, all of y'all are taking all three.
Yep.
And then he's the only one taking all three.
So we got to take him to the hospital.
Yeah, he's gonna have to take himself. We not staying around these niggas 24 hours. Yeah, fuck, we look like we just giving them pills, nigga.
hey, this nigga's a criminal. He's trying to get us indicted. That's a fucking RICO case.
Allegedly.
You try to inherit too much fucking responsibility.
No, they're giving them pills to have sex. They're gonna take the pills to have sex.
We not staying around them niggas 24 hours.
What the fuck? We gonna take notes?
I don't know. Report back.
That's what the study is.
Report back.
Report back.
No, I saw 9C.
Mm.
I forgot what I was gonna say. I just totally blanked out.
Damn. Hey, righty, shout out to the motherfuckers that woke up this morning and cleaned up their apartment or their house. You the real fucking MVP.
See, his priorities ain't right. Shout out to whoever took a shower this morning. Watch your
head. Hey, shout out to them niggas. Because I took a shower.
Why we taking shots?
Put
y'all. I took a shower this morning.
Okay.
But clean the apartment for what? Why would you throw that out?
Because I cleaned the shit out of my place today.
So shout out to them.
Yeah, nigga.
Because I was shouting at everybody who woke up. Because some people wake up every Sunday and clean up. All right,
nigga, I'm a hoarder.
Why are you dick riding?
What if I'm a hoarder?
I'm shouting them out. That's not dick riding.
What if I'm a hoarder?
What am I, deep depression? If you're
a hoarder, then you're just a fucking hoarder. And if you're in depression, then nigga, you just in depression. Your houses ain't clean.
Well, I know where everything is.
I didn't say fuck the niggas whose houses ain't clean. I just said shout out to the niggas who woke up and cleaned their house today.
Exactly.
You know, you a real disrespectful son of a bitch.
So shout out to the niggas whose houses is still dirty.
Yes, thank you. God.
Are you happy?
Was
you
that
dirty,
what's that so hard?
Dirty dick ass nigga.
Dirty.
Dirty dick. I washed it.
Double D.
Twice. But.
Did you lotion it?
Nigga, I'm gone. Goodbye. Goodbye. Hey, hell no. Hey, shout out to our returning listeners, man. We appreciate you, especially when they've been down since day one. And shout out to our new listeners, the one who
I was trying to catch him in a trap, bro.
To chill you. You know what I mean? I hope you learned something. Hope you had a good laugh today.
Please, man.
And if one thing you don't know, man, learn how to master your art to chill. But on that note, between this note, we're going to put that drop right about here.
And we out. And we. Yeah, it's never done.
Hey, last week I went hella low.
Hey, man, hella high. I thought about stretching it, bro. I swear to God.
I was listening to myself. That shit was funny. But yeah, man, hey. I don't know what else to say to y'all motherfuckers, man. Get the fuck up out of here.
I do. Hold up. Nah, I do. So, this weekend. We will be right back here probably, what, Sunday or Saturday? And then we will try to re-put this out at the same time every week. And just remember, like, just to piggyback off what my guy said, remember, man, we be, like, chill at the end of the day should be the root of what you do. You know what I'm saying? Like, no matter what, like, your goals at the end of the day should be to end up somewhere with a lot of money so you can chill. Your goal at the end of the day should be finish what you're doing so you can get home and chill.
Come on, Pastor.
Shit.
That's it. Cool.
No, all it right. wasn't it, but you threw me off. Okay. Okay. I didn't know where I was going either, right. though, but
yeah.
thank you.
Yeah, no, that was some real shit. You know what I mean? Chill your ass out, man. We out this bitch.
Good job, Dan. You doing good. Sipping this motherfucking Roy Norton shit. Doing numbers. Y'all talking about? That bitch don't check me. Check that motherfucking account balance. I'm talking about. Okay, I'm back to this motherfucking mob shit. I'm making plays on the daily, I can't lay with a bitch. I'm a top-notch nigga on some regular shit. You a side nigga cooking hoes breakfast and shit. Off to the motherfucking city, it's lit. I'm sliding to the neck, these niggas chin me as shit. Like, why the fuck you blowing up my phone about the bitch? If you hit, then you hit, nigga, keep that shit pending. Just watch on my motherfucking wrists a lot. Never told on a nigga and it's 10 at my side. Running through the red lights and the all-black drop. Got a condo in the spot, couple whips on drop. Bubba T, seller, 40 million or better. Long nose, Beretta, hog, and flex. Niggas pippin' and trippin', politickin', corner dippin'. Real pippin', cold nigga, probably why the road different on. I'm politickin' with the bitch, trap still boomin'. Sun hefty in the clip, trap still boomin'. In this midnight fit, trap still boomin'. Told him you ain't got a trip, trap still boomin'. And I move, how I move, trap still boomin'. Niggas better be cool, trap still boomin'. I got for the high, trap still boomin'. Niggas better never try, trap still boomin'.
Politicking with my partners from the Beto. Gave them my Addy, they can send it straight to Clayco. Chilling in my section with some bottles of Anejo. Took her home and then I ate that pussy like a mango. Yeah, dope boy on the payroll. They want a drink, I swapped their syrup for some K-Ro. Now some people call me wrong if you say so. But I gave a discount, I'm a A-ho. I'm from the A-ho. When she get on her knee, but she don't wanna pray though. And this pinky ring brighter than you niggas' future. Long way from probation and restitution. Let me talk to him. I get a Hemi just to walk through. I get a fucking Lamborghini just to talk to. Yeah, if I like it, then I bought two. I might buy three. I kept Coco like iced tea.
I'm politicking with the bitch. Trap still booming. Sun hefty in the clip. Trap still booming. In this midnight fit. Trap still booming. Told him you ain't got a trip. Trap still booming. And I move how I move. Trap still booming. Niggas better be cool. Trap still booming. I got for the high. Trap still booming. Niggas better never try. Trap still booming.